FBI investigating what they say appears to be an apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump.
Shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line.
What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off.
So, thank God. But also, why are you telling us? Just, shh. I mean, I want to know, but we do not need to know any of these operational details. Oh, so they go one hole ahead. Noted for next time. You know, like... joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Yeah, that was something else to, you know, basically tell them, hey, this is our game plan when we go off. So that's just, I'm speechless.
it's, you know, the one of the points that Trump made in the debate that didn't get a lot of attention, I made something of it a little bit the day after, was he said, you know, the problem is that you people never fire anybody. And, you know, he gets flack for being the guy who fires everybody because they were making this case like all these former employees of yours don't like you. And he says, well, you know, maybe that's true. I mean, he didn't say, but, you know, but you guys never fire anybody no matter how incompetent. And what I thought is he could have at that point made the case. So they tried to kill me recently. Who's gotten fired over that?
Yeah, exactly. And the answer is no one.
And now this just... And the defense is, well, he's not a sitting president. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's not a sitting president, and they don't want him to be a sitting president, so that's why he doesn't get the security that he needs. So, but at least this time, the Secret Service agent actually saw and shot at a threat. Didn't hit him, but made him run off, at least, so that's a good thing.
I mean, the outcome, again, is one where you have to say, well, you know, good, but... How does a guy get a barrel of a, you know, either an AK-47 or an SKS or something, you know, with two ceramic shield containing backpacks hanging off of the chain link fence? How does he even get a barrel of a gun up into position 400 yards away from the former president and probably possibly any of the future? How does that happen at all?
Yeah. It's still pretty scary. I tell you what, it's, the times, they are a-changing. And I'll tell you right now, this guy supposedly flew from Hawaii, which is an all-Democrat state, all the way to Florida. And I'm going to be interested to see how he came from Hawaii, got that AK-47, because he obviously didn't bring it on the plane with him.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yeah, so I'm anxious to find out, number one, how, well, he's crazy if he flies from Hawaii to Florida just, you know, to try to kill the president. So, obviously, he's a nut job, but... How he got that gun, I'm anxious to find out about.
Well, you know, and just to remind people that you worked when you were in the Air Force, you worked with presidential detail and worked security for Reagan, if I remember correctly, a couple of years.
Correct.
And so, you know, kind of that's why I ask you your perspective in particular. But, you know, one of the worries we had after the last event was, especially this came out in the House hearings with the Republicans, is anybody who's really paying attention realizes that the former president is not safe. And if they want to do something, you know, act now before he has the ability to really protect himself, whether you're, you know, the Sinaloa cartel or you're the Iranians or you're just some nut job. Well, it seems like people are listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, what kind of amazes me, Trump, with his money that he has, what I would be doing after the debacles that have been happening all around him, I would hire a bunch of ex-Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6, Delta guys, whatever. And I would pay my own money and say, hey, I need protection. And they would protect him. I don't understand why he doesn't do that.
You said that after the first shooting, because rightly so.
Yeah.
It almost makes me think, like, you know how there's the, you know, the motorcycle riders who go around sometimes and, like, they block out the Westboro cult people and, you know,
yes,
that kind of thing?
Yeah.
It almost makes me think, like, there's going to be a group of, you know, Patriot veterans who say, we'll take care of this. You know?
Yeah. And they'll probably do a better job than the Secret Service, which is sad to say.
Unbelievable. And I just want to make sure we don't go without asking anything. When you look at this, granted, the Secret Service agent saw it, but, you know, I want to know things like, did they have a drone? Well, what about on a golf course? I don't care. I mean,
what should have happened was that road that runs directly by where they know he's going to play golf. This isn't a surprise hole for him to be on. They know where he's going to be for the next 3 hours because that's what it takes to play 18 holes. So that street that's like 300 yards away from where he's going to be standing, why don't they have a guy there? I don't understand. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science. So it's a wooded area 300 yards away from where they know he's going to be in a few minutes or a few hours. Why not put a guy there? I mean, I got nothing.
How many times does the president have to get lucky?
Yes.
Before you take this seriously.
Correct. 100% accurate. I mean, they don't take it seriously, apparently. So apparently they don't anyways. I don't know what their thought process is. So.
And you know what, for people who haven't been listening to the show an awful long time, both you and Sheriff Simmons were kind of in the same progression, which was, you know, in the beginning, you know, you're always cautious to criticize other law enforcement agencies. You're always deferential. You're always slow to judge. And both of you had the same basic reaction to these two events, which was, man, I don't know, but boy, this... And then you're like, what in the... you know, this is horribly, horribly, terribly wrong. There's no way to sugarcoat this.
Yeah, there's not. And, you know, if you're the head of the Secret Service right now, you should be pretty embarrassed. And that the sitting president, and I use the term loosely, he's probably laying down sleeping right now, but he should relieve the person in charge, the one that replaced the other person that couldn't do their job.
Oh, the guy who got promoted after Trump got shot the first time? The answer for him was a promotion? Yeah, that guy? All right.
Yes, that guy. They need to get rid of him and then get somebody else in there and keep doing that until finally somebody with, you know, some sense gets in there and fixes the problem, because obviously the problem is not getting fixed.
Well, I hate to be glib about it, but, I mean, seriously, my worry is that Trump will run out of luck before they run out of incompetent administrators.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
And that's, it's like that's too slow a solution for me. Sheriff, on Friday in Escambia County in Pensacola, we had a pretty significant school scare. A lot of people held their kids home from school because there was, you know, photos of a gun running around and threat to shoot up the schools. I don't think you guys had any direct threats on Friday, but it seems like the threats have increased a lot. And I think a lot of parents are asking the question, how do I know when it's safe? How do I know when my kids are safe? How do I know when it's okay to send them or keep them home from school?
Yeah, in Santa Rosa County, I can definitely tell you we take it seriously. We have a armed deputy in every single school during all school hours. So every school you go to in Santa Rosa County, when you pull up front, you're going to see a marked patrol car, and there'll be an armed deputy inside the school to protect the kids. But I'll tell you this, we've seen an increase, and it's just stupid things. Kids saying stupid things and doing stupid things, saying, you know, they get mad at somebody and say, you know, they'll say over an Xbox game, you know, where they're talking or something, don't come to school tomorrow, I'm going to shoot you. And then, of course, we get that. We have to go out and do a home check of this kid's house to see if he has access to weapons. And then the school deals with them. And a lot of these kids get suspended or expelled, and, you know, just for smarting off to another kid, saying he's going to bring a gun to school or whatever. They don't think before they speak, and it costs them a lot, because if you get expelled from a school in Santa Rosa County, you have to go to another school where it's basically a school of kids who all they do is get in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's not like the best learning environment on earth, but you got to think before you speak.
And you know, we've had this, it's a delicate balance to figure out, because for the longest time, on the one hand, we've got ridiculous examples of, you know, like a kindergartner draws a picture of a gun and he gets expelled, you know, and then on the other hand, you've got, you know, real genuine threats. And it can be hard to tell the difference in that scale, especially given the high stakes for kids who make dumb choices because they're kids, you know. And how do you figure that out in a case by case?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. We take it case by case, and we have to deal with it case by case, no matter how, you know. If we think it's a joke, that's great, but we're going to have to prove it's a joke. And then, like I said, even though they were joking or whatever, the school system still deals with them.
Yeah.
So they decide what happens to them. And obviously, if you do bring a gun to school, then we deal with you, and that's a felony, and then off you go.
Sheriff Bob Johnson. He is the sheriff of Santa Rosa County. As always, sir, thank you for your service. Thank you for the time. Thank you for keeping us safe. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.